woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Hey, good morning. It's minus 7. Monday, February 15th. Happy Family Day. And we're spending it with our family.
That's right.
It's the only family I've seen for like the last 6 months.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Good morning. I hope you're having a great day. Check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
It being Family Day and all, how about I share a really dark family secret with you guys?
Let's hear it.
My family has this really weird system of whenever it's Christmas and someone opens a gift, if you like something, you say, ooh, I want to put my sticker on that. And it's not till I've gotten older that I've realized that means that when you die, that is mine.
Oh,
and we'd say that very openly.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's stickers on everything.
Why did you bring that to the show today?
Yeah. It's Family Day. It's a family secret.
Jax, what's up with you?
You see your friend post a picture of their significant other on Valentine's Day. However, the post that they put up is them kissing their foot. Do you say something to your friend?
I mean, if it's you guys, I'm like, yo, you need to take that ish
down. Is that
cringy? Yeah.
Shawn Mendes put up a picture for Valentine's Day of him kissing Camila Cabello's foot, and it is...
What's the caption?
I kiss your foot because I love you.
I think they're just being cute.
It's okay.
Is it a little uncomfortable?
But like, we get
but
it.
But I think maybe
we
that was
it,
the
Sean.
Point.
We get it, okay?
Jesse, what's up?
Yesterday, on February 14th, the queen of the GTA turned 100.
Yes!
Dear Hazel McCallion. Hurricane Hazel, 100 years old. It's unbelievable.
No, nothing will take her down.
No.
Nothing.
She will outlast us all.
That's right.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Hazel.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I hope you like snow. Next 24 hours are going to be pretty full of it, from what they're telling us.
Yeah.
Now, I want to say, I want to use that caveat because we've heard this before.
Yes.
Big storm coming, big storm coming. Could be as much as 25 centimeters. If it's 5 centimeters, it's still going to be a lot.
Yeah.
But that might be all it is.
Sometimes we lie about the weather,
well,
is what you're saying.
Yeah, we intentionally go out there and mislead people. No, I think what it is that, you know, it's very, very tough to kind of predict when you live right beside a gigantic lake.
Yeah.
That's very, very hard. So what they're saying is, especially in the outlying areas of the GTHA, right now is we're going to get the warm-up show. It's like when you go to a concert and there's like a warm-up band and they got like a hit or two.
Yeah.
And you have to wait all the way to the end of their set and you go, oh, that's who these people are.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what this snow is going to be. And apparently it's going to start sometime a little bit later this morning, which could make the drive in a bit hectic if you're coming in, especially from the west. And then they're saying tonight and early tomorrow morning, that's when the big one hits.
And this is on top of like the already 30 centimeters places like Hamilton got this weekend. So this is going to be a lot this week.
It's unbelievable, like the west end of the east end of the city. Because sometimes Jax and TJ will message in our group chat and be like, can you guys believe the snow we're getting?
Yeah, it's white out outside.
And I'll be in Leslieville like, I don't see a damn thing.
Yeah.
and you guys will get like it's like Young Street is the dividing
line. Absolutely. Yep.
And it stops there. I don't know what it is.
Can't go past the line.
It's weird, right?
Feels like Mother Nature just likes us more.
Wait, because you get more snow?
Yeah, because it's prettier, so you don't have to look at it.
I don't know if that's the way we would look at it.
I can't lose you.
I think Mother Nature favors the east. Less shoveling.
That's
99.9 Virgin Radio. Miley Cyrus and Dua Lipa.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever heard the term, every time you point a finger at somebody, there's three fingers pointed back at you?
I weirdly heard that this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you point your finger, right? You're pointing your finger, three fingers pointing back at you. My mom
never heard
that. My mom said that to me once, and she's like, don't go throwing things. Like, don't go pointing your finger at people because you need to be looking at yourself first, looking inward. Which is why I bring you the top 20 names most likely to complain on Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
You remember, some complaints are always legitimate.
Okay.
There's always a shred of truth to them.
Yeah.
But then sometimes, you know, complaints, especially on emotionally charged holidays, might have something to do with what's going on at home.
Nope. These are all perfectly reasonable.
Now, would you like to hear the names?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to count down from 20, and then when we get into the top five, because this is based on a survey of people who complained after Valentine's Day through review sections.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're talking about any place that you can leave a review. So Brian.
Okay.
Is 20th. Rachel, 19th. Rachel's. Carol, 18th. Natalie, 17th. Mm-hmm. Jane, 16th. Robert, 15th. Bobby. Chris, 14th. Karen, 13th.
Leave Karen alone. You didn't crack the top 10. Hey, lower than I thought they would be.
She didn't crack the top 10. Yeah, she's
out. That's worth celebrating.
Sweet Karens.
Then we've got, I believe that Karen was 13. So Claire at 12. James at 11. Okay, now we're in the top 10. Mary, Jenny, Sarah, Michael, and John.
John.
Those are your five, your 6 through 10.
Not John.
And then we're going to go back. Now, what I love about this study is it says the number of negative reviews left and the number of average words per review and then the minutes spent writing the negative review.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, oh, no.
Shockingly, and this is a name you don't hear all the time, Adrian is number 5. 10 negative reviews. Number of words, 868 on average.
Adrian.
Whoa.
For a review. That's a lot of words.
Adrian's
that's an
got
essay.
Time.
That's,
yeah.
that's a grade 11 yeah. English essay yeah. right there. 21 minutes spent writing it. David at number 4.
David.
11 negative reviews, 949 words, 23 minutes spent writing. Helen in your top 3. Do you know a Helen?
No.
Yeah, you do.
I know a Helen.
And? Would Helen?
She's would quite Helen? Nice. I don't... But you know what? I don't know what she does in her spare time. I don't know what she does.
Well, spent 23 Helen, minutes writing a review.
982 words,
Helen.
24 minutes Whew. Spent writing it. You imagine spending half an hour of your life writing a negative review about
no.
anything?
No.
Okay, and then we're getting in the top 2. Now, we all have a mutual friend with this name.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And he's the last person, I think, in our friend group who would complain. Mark.
Mark would never.
Our Mark wouldn't?
I know some Marks that would, though.
Would you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really? Marks can get pushy and saucy.
Really?
Yes. Yes, okay. they can. Yeah.
933 words on an average review, 23 minutes spent writing. And then the last one, the biggest complainer of all after Valentine's Day, Deborah.
The Debster.
The Deb.
Yeah.
997 words, just 3 shy of 1,000. 24 minutes spent
Come
writing.
On, Deborah.
Go for a walk.
You know what, though? Remember, you point that finger, 3 fingers pointing back at you. It's right there. Valentine's Day wasn't the restaurant's fault. Or the takeout in this case.
Deb's just mad.
Yeah, she could be.
Deb's just mad.
These candles didn't smell the way I wanted them to.
Deb's got a lot going on, guys.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're swiping through Bumble, or you're on Tinder, or you're on Hinge. And you see somebody come up and go, and it says, vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about rubella or measles or whatever, the stuff that you had to get in school. I'm talking about COVID-19 vaccine, all right? There are very few people who are, but for those who are, if they came up on your dating profile, are you more likely to go out with them?
Yes.
Really?
Probably, yeah. I mean, it's a unique advantage.
What's up, girl? You safe?
People brag when they're over 6 feet tall. Why would
That's
you
true.
Not brag about that?
That's right. That's right. So... they're finding in the UK. So we're publicly very behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very behind. So we're supposed to get like 300 vaccines tomorrow or the next day. 300,000, excuse me. And then it's supposed to be at that clip for a while, and we should have 2 million by the end of March, which is good.
Yes.
But you look at a country like the UK, where they produce their own, 15 million people vaccinated already out of a population of 60 million.
Yeah.
So not bad. And they're starting to see, dating apps are seeing a big spike in users boasting vaccine and vaccinated in their profiles. Tinder is reporting that between September and December of 2020, when vaccines began being available, that just tells you how behind we are, by the way. Last fall, they were getting vaccinated in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
There was a 258% increase in people mentioning they'd gotten the vaccine. OkCupid saw vaccine messages go up by 137% between November last year and January this year.
Wow.
You're already starting to see it on Grindr. A couple of my friends were saying, that some boys that they were seeing on Grindr like have it. They're like vaccinated and ready to party.
Awesome.
As a joke, like nobody's partying, but they are vaccinated. Yeah.
I got a question. No, it also, I think, speaks to probably what you do for a living, right? And I think if you walk around Toronto or the GTHA, I find the first thing people ask when you're dating somebody new is, what do they do?
Yeah.
You find that?
True. Yeah.
It's always, what do they do?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're vaccinated at this point, you are in healthcare or you're elderly. So I'm assuming that The people who are on Grindr, who are vaccinated, are probably.
Damn, 80 and vaccinated.
Oh, yeah. I was way off.
80 ready to club. Party. Yeah. Well, hey, what the heck, right?
Why not? Yeah.
You know, you made
but
it through
this.
But
yeah, probably like a doctor, frontline worker, healthcare worker.
Yeah, so then instantly goes,
interesting.
No, can we get back to the world where we were talking about the elderly on Tinder and they're vaccinated and they're ready to party?
Man, elderly on Grindr, I like that one.
Isn't there an elderly app? Isn't it like Golden Years or something like that?
What? There should be. Yeah. And it should be called Golden Years.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Well, you're going to be hearing this all day. We could be getting 25 centimeters of snow by tomorrow morning. Now, it hasn't started yet, at least not downtown, but they're saying there could be essentially two different storms. A lighter one beginning some point this morning, getting like 5 centimeters of snow. And then later today, we could be hit with the big one, getting 20 centimeters of snow. They're saying the drive in tomorrow is going to be an absolute nightmare, and even parts of this morning could not be a lot of fun. Niagara, Hamilton, Dunville, Caledonia, and Haldimand residents should expect 30 centimeters of snow and winds up to 60 kilometers an hour in those regions. So they're going to get hit pretty hard. So it's the typical Toronto thing where we complain forgetting that other people exist.
Right? It's true.
Shout out to Prince Meghan and Harry Markle announcing that they're expecting their second child.
That's
their names for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. A picture was posted this weekend showing a pregnant Meghan resting her head on Harry's lap. Really adorable. The real trip in this whole story is that Archie feels like he was born like a minute ago. He turns 2 in May.
I know.
Man.
How big is this grow, eh?
Isn't Blue Ivy Carter like 10 now?
She's like 13.
It's ridiculous.
No, she's graduated 30. University.
Yeah. I know. It's just.
Yeah. I think she's like 7 or 8.
These kids I don't know are growing up so fast.
I know. Hey, Canada's Wonderland could be becoming a massive vaccination site this spring. According to a spokesperson, the park's management is in discussions with local health officials to host a vaccination site beginning in April. The site would run April and May and would possibly extend into the summer. A theme park's parking lot would be turned into essentially an 8-lane drive-through.
Incredible.
For people to drive up, receive their shot, wait 15 minutes, and leave. The park is hoping to open up and even started hiring, but officials say it's too soon to know whether regulations will be loose enough for the park to open up fully. It sounds like they're just trying to get some jobs in there, which is really cool.
Amazing.
Love it. I mean, anything right now at this point, and apparently we're getting lots of vaccines in the next couple months, so that's great.
Yeah.
That's great news.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What do you consider more important? Your phone or your car?
My phone.
Your phone?
Yeah, you too?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
No way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because there's infinite possibilities on your phone. There's ways to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to get a ride somewhere, you can just use an app.
Mm-hmm.
You can get food delivered right to your person.
Get my McFlurries.
You can get McFlurries. Everything you need is on your phone. You can contact people or ignore them, whatever you want.
Exactly.
According to a new survey, North Americans say their phones are the most important product in their lives. Really? Cars came in second, refrigerators in third.
That's actually a pretty solid list.
Now, I think because of the pandemic, the results are a little skewed.
Okay.
Because everything right now is done from your phone.
Yeah, right? your phone's your friend right now.
But I want you to think about pre-pandemic or non-pandemic life. Not pre-pandemic life, because I don't want to make everyone sad. But let's think about the life post-pandemic, okay?
Okay.
Now, you need your phone for lots of different things, and I'm not disputing that the phone is unimportant. However, to get you anywhere to do the things that you'll actually need to do, you can't do it without your car, without some sort of transportation.
Not true. Roller skates.
Roller skates.
I'm going to be roller skating around the city.
No, you know, I have trouble on roller skates.
And what if you need to, like, okay, the one thing that your phone can't do, carry your groceries for you. Car can.
Yeah, but I got two arms.
Yeah.
And a backpack.
And a backpack? And you backpack your groceries?
You can order your groceries to your house on your phone.
Exactly.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. The phone has infinite possibilities. The car can do one thing.
Mm-hmm. The one thing the phone can't do.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing. But pretty soon, if I have any faith in Apple.
It's going to sprout wheels and then you're going to be able to. Well, we do know the Apple car is coming out. So until that time, I think the car is still more important.
Guys, don't make this about robots again.
Now, and I'll include rapid transportation in that too.
Okay. Yeah. Buses, so just transportation in general.
Buses,
yeah.
Subways, yeah. LRTs. Okay. Like, you guys don't get to just have the phone and your infinite possibilities and then it's like limited to.
Oh, look, he's moving the goalpost because he's losing.
Oh, get out of here.
Had some text coming in from the 905. Hands down, car. Car gives me freedom. Phone feels like a ball and chain on my ankle.
Doesn't it? Yeah, even when you're in your car, you're like, I'm going to put my phone on Do Not Disturb because I don't want anyone messaging me.
Just gotta drive.
Well, you know, okay. Do songs When you're listening to music, does it ever sound better than when you're in the car?
Only once, when I'm listening to it on my phone.
That is not true.
That's
your
true.
Phone is
Are
not,
you sure?
not
oh, from
a better
your phone
system.
Or on headphones, because that's
from even, my phone. Walking
stop,
around with
no,
playing
no,
on speakerphone.
No, no, okay, it's a summer day, mm-hmm. a yeah. song that you love that you haven't yet heard on your car, you put it on the car. Stereo for the first time. Like, there's nothing like it.
There's
I will agree
with you.
There's
nothing like
that.
Your car stereo.
Yeah.
I don't care. I've been to, like, anybody's living room, you know, there's, like, stereophile yeah. weirdos that, like,
oh, Stop it.
I spent years sourcing these speakers. And you're like, it's never as good as your car. It is never. Telling you.
What audiophile hurt you?
Yeah. Every single one of them. Like, can you hear that? Can you hear the trouble? No, I can't hear the trouble.
Oh, come on. You work in music. You should know. And you're like, well, kind of. Yeah. Now the text from the 647, your phone. So you can order someone else to drive you in their car.
Oh, true.
That's a good point.
Adam?
Okay, all right, all right. I want to do an official vote, okay?
Okay.
So we've debated this.
Okay.
All right. What is more important to you? Transit, and I include your car, okay. your bus, your subway, your GO train, and that, mm-hmm. or your phone itself? 416-872-9999, 999-999, to text. You have to tell us why, though. You got to show your work.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I don't know what the two of you are talking about, but when the mics go on,
I know.
Red light means don't laugh directly into the microphone.
You know what? It's not my fault that you guys make me laugh. I have a good time.
All right, all right. So the question is, what is actually more important to you, your phone or your car? And for everybody that said both equally, we're not reading your text on the air. That's not the question.
Well, you kind of just did.
Shh. There's a lot. It's amazing how many people are like, you know what? I'm very Canadian, and I can't pick one over the other. Yeah. I don't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah. I know how to sit on a fence.
Yeah.
The trick is to do it face down with a post in your mouth.
All right. TJ, let's get to the text messages, see if we can be convinced one way or the other.
For the 905, easily my car is more important. It costs more. Than my phone does. So based on my analysis.
No.
Yeah. From the 905, I wish it were my car, but realistically, I need my phone for more, for work, connecting to others, and most importantly, scrolling endlessly through media content.
Ah, why not?
Yeah.
That's right.
Love that. From the 647, my phone is more useful. I can check everything on my phone. That's like a computer for me. Transit is also pretty important, but without a phone, I can't find all the schedules for transit anyway, so it doesn't matter. That's from Cindy. From the 905, car. Still working, and without transit, I wouldn't get to work. If I take an Uber, based on if they could, I'm just wasting a portion of my paycheck for a rental ride anyway.
There you go.
Wouldn't you be spending that money, though, on like a potential car payment or gas, insurance, that type of stuff?
I don't know. It's a good question, TJ.
Thank you.
Why don't we ask it?
Last thing here from the 647. I have never owned a car, but I have 2 feet and a bike. Transit in any form is important. However, your phone is a gateway to everything. I mean, I could walk over the Duncan Street and yell outside the window, or I could text you guys like this.
Yeah, true. That is very, very true.
By the way, if you ever are in the Duncan Street area, come wave at our studio. There was somebody, was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
They were dancing.
Just dancing across the street.
It was like minus 30, and someone was dancing across the road for us, and we loved it. Well, so if you are in the neighborhood and you can safely dance, please do so.
Yeah, socially distanced dance party.
We haven't confirmed that they were dancing because of us.
No, they were air grinding with
us. We have big speakers outside of the studio, so.
Yeah, but you never know.
TJ's like, at the junior high dance, they wouldn't dance with me. And
that's
now
there's no way they'll do it now.
Oh, sweetheart.
Take that, Kelly. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The Weeknd has already sold over 1 million tickets to his world tour. He's going to travel to all quarters of the globe.
Incredible.
From Toronto to the Czech Republic and beyond. And it's starting in 2022. It's just really nice to talk about that show that's coming up, isn't it? It's starting in Vancouver on January 14th. He's going to be in Toronto February 1st and 2nd, and again, April the 10th and 11th of 2022. It's coming closer, guys. Just hang in there.
Light at the end of the tunnel, honestly, seriously.
Please, Sue. Yeah.
Do you and your pet have similar personalities? 55% of pet owners say yes. Adam, you got two dogs.
No, neither of them. One of my dogs is like a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Very antisocial. The other one's sort of like a... He's sort of just a mess. I don't think I'm a mess.
No, like I think you're like goofy and sweet like SETI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
Not a mess, though.
No, he's a mess.
He is a mess. Yeah,
he's a mess.
He's, like, he's just your messy roommate.
But he's nice. Yeah.
He's okay.
Jax, you similar personality-wise to Reggie?
I am anxious, but I do not pee on the floor.
Yeah.
No.
Not yet.
Not that we know. Here are the top 10 most common traits people use to describe their pets and that they have in similar or similarities with. Starting at number 10, self-centered. 9, weird. 8, annoying. 7, goofy. 6, fussy. Easily frightened at number 5. Number 4, anxious. 3, funny. 42% of people say they're curious, just like their pet.
Hey.
And the number 1 trait that everyone uses to describe their pets and think that they have in common with them, they're smart. 62% of people. Cool.
So you're calling your pet smart?
Yeah.
Smart.
It's a double compliment. Hey, we could be getting 25 centimeters of snow over the next like 24 hours. It's basically going to be like a two-part storm, so it might be snowing in certain areas of the GTA right now, but downtown it looks clear, but it looks like at some point this morning it's going to start. We're going to get 5 centimeters, and then by this evening it's really going to happen, and we're going to get 20 centimeters overnight. So tomorrow, not going to be a fun drive-in. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Prince Harry, Meghan Markle announced they're having their second child, which, congratulations.
Yay, that's awesome. Now, they struggled for the first one, so it's cool that they're having another.
Yeah, 100%. And I have a question about the second child thing. Obviously, I had the operation done in the fall. I am way too chicken to have a second child.
Snip, snip.
One was enough. And if anybody who's been through that first 6 months of having a kid, it's a struggle.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And you'll hear the odd parent who's like, oh, my kid slept 8 hours right from the beginning. You're like, I don't like you. Like, get out of my house.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't
Friends
like
off.
You
yeah.
ending this conversation. Yeah. I know with Everly, like, she didn't sleep a full night until she was at least 8 or 9 months
old. It was rough for the first go there. Yeah, I remember that.
Crazy. And when you're in it, you don't realize how rough it is. And afterwards, you're like, I'd never do that again. But some people do.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, lots of people do. I'm the only one in this room without a sibling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Guess,
yeah. Producer Jesse, you, Jax, TJ, everybody's got a sibling here. So everybody's parents liked it enough to do it again. So my question is, if you're a parent who has done it,
yeah.
I would think.
Don't do that.
So.
No.
Yeah. So I want to ask, was it easier or harder when the second kid came around? Because I know when I spoke to TJ's brother about it, Chris. Chris told me, he's like, oh, it's way easier. He's like, they cry now and you don't even blink. Yeah. He's like, whatever. You know what?
Chris doesn't know what he's talking about.
You know what a real baby cry sounds like versus a non-baby's cry? Like, you know, there's real
when
cries and there's fake cries.
Yeah,
he's like, I don't worry as much. And then he said, I've got Mia, who's a little bit older.
Yeah, Mia's 7. And then my nephew Austin is turning 3 soon. So
she you're usually terrified with the first one, right? Like, you're just like,
And they were.
One. Yeah.
Like, they were pretty, like, on it, and now with Austin, my little nephew, they're just like, they're way more chill, way more relaxed.
Really?
They're like, if he cries, they don't even blink. I'm like, you know, he's upset, and they're like, later he won't be.
That's true. It's something you do learn. It's like, oh, they're crying right now, but they won't be in a minute.
Adam, you actually might have some, like, you got 2 dogs, so I'm sure you can compare that to like having 2
no,
kids.
It's
right?
It's the same thing. Like
no.
The same.
No, it is. That'll get the text line going.
So I wanted to ask 416-872-9999-999-999 text, and you don't have to have had kids to participate in this.
Dogs.
You could be the second child.
Dogs are not children.
You could be like TJ and be the third child.
I was the third child 7 years after my sister was born, so I was definitely planned. That was no surprise, I'll tell you that.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
It's like 1, 2, plan, 3, 4, whoop.
Yeah.
Oopsie daisy.
Jax, are you the older sibling?
I am the younger sibling.
You're the younger sibling.
Yeah.
Do you think your parents had a harder time with you or with your brother?
I was a really, really good baby. I was a horrendous teenager, but I was a really good baby. They said that it was a lot easier with me, like being an infant and a toddler,
How was David, your brother, with as a teenager? Because I know you were like out of control.
I was just drinking in the woods. No, he was incredible. He was, you know, just going to the gym and... I don't know.
David.
Not smoking weed in the woods. I don't know.
Wow,
Yeah, really? He was really, really good. Yeah, he was a hockey player. Yeah.
Producer Jesse, you are the younger sibling, so it's you and your sister Michelle.
I am, yes.
Okay, do you think your parents would say that you were the more difficult one, or was it like she set the bar for difficult and then you came in and you were easy?
I think I was the easier one because I was a pretty independent baby. You know,
I'm not surprised.
Of course you were.
Like, came out of the womb just editing videos.
I don't think I didn't need much care and attention, so I was definitely the easier baby.
And Michelle did?
A little bit more. Yeah, it's your first child. You know, you care a little bit more about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Fair. Honestly.
I like the way you put that.
That's why I was a bad teenager.
All right. So that is the question. 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. When you have the second kid, like if you're talking to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle right now, are you saying to them, oh, that's a great idea, or good luck with that? I'm serious. I want to know the answer to that. Loud Luxury right now with Frank Walker. It's Like Gold. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Second child, good idea or bad idea? Harry and Meghan are doing, and obviously kids are always a good idea.
Yes,
but what I'm saying is it more difficult the second time? That's what we want to know. 416-872-9999. Go ahead.
No, it's definitely a good idea. I mean, I know you're an only child, but having another sibling does keep the other child entertained.
Okay.
So I think it is a good idea. And as a mother of three girls, they definitely keep each other entertained.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Build them a little community.
How much? Time did you allow between having kids? Because I know some people are like, give it a lot of time so that the first child can babysit the second child.
Oh, true.
Honestly, my kids all happen to be 4 years apart. It wasn't planned that way. It just happened
Incredible.
That way.
Yeah.
But they're 4 years apart, and it is a little bit easier when you have the second, and by the third, it's just like, unless you see blood, it's like, yeah, they're fine.
Fair.
You treat your kids like the Olympics,
yeah.
Every 4 years. Yeah. Have a torch ceremony and everything.
Well, thank you for your call.
No problem.
All right, TJ, we have any text messages?
Yeah, we got a text here from the 647. I had a second kid 2 years after my first, and my stress level on the second kid is astronomically lower.
Oh, I bet.
I don't want to say I just didn't care, but, well... I just didn't care.
But you chilled out. You're a veteran.
You do sort of overcare about your kid, especially early on. Like every time they move, you're like, is it okay? Is it okay? I remember going and checking on Everly and being like, she hasn't made a noise in 4 hours. Is she still alive?
Yeah.
You know? Like
and I remember you were like, oh no, she's teething, gotta take her to emergency. And they were like, it's 4 months early, she's fine. You're like, I'm just being a sweet dad.
That's
you were
right,
so excited.
She was so
nervous about everything. It was so sweet.
She wasn't eating.
Yeah.
And we're like, is it teething? What is it? And they're like, they looked at me and they're like, you're new at this.
Yeah.
So what we're gonna tell you, and then thank God for sick kids, they're so patient. Yeah. They were like, here's a different type of formula.
Yeah.
Try this.
Okay.
And they gave it to me at the hospital.
It was
and
so
she
sweet.
glug down. And she was like,
didn't like the flavor.
Back to sleep, and then burped her and it was done. Now,
so sweet.
Jax, you brought up something over the break that we were talking about off the air here. You would like to have a couple, right?
Yeah, I'd like to have two babies, I think. I'd like to have two little ones.
Now,
kids.
What was the reason you gave?
Because I want them to have, like, I want my daughter and my son to have a buddy.
Now, I want to shout out all the single kids by saying this. Because here's the thing. That's a lot of people say that, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. TJ's super close with his siblings, and Jesse's super close, and Jax, you live several provinces away.
But I love Mutalk every day. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, here's the thing about only children. You can make friends.
Yeah.
It's true. Somebody told me, like, they were like, listen, I was a girl I was dating once, and she was like, I want to have two kids. And I said, why do you want to have two kids?
Yeah.
She said, well, because the other one needs a friend. And I said, wait a second.
Yeah.
That is not the reason you have a second kid. I'm an only child. I have lots of friends. Yeah. You're okay.
I would say you're an anomaly, though.
Yes.
Because you do live by the chosen family type of motto, where I find that your best friends are very, very close to you.
Yes.
Not a lot of only kids are like that.
Or well-adjusted.
Perceptually,
no way.
There's a bit of a, like, selfishness attached to it. Sometimes.
Really?
I haven't experienced it a lot, but I know it's with you. Like, you're not like that at all.
You're fine. Many aren't, though.
Really?
Yeah. And you know what?
I've never noticed that.
To be fair, I didn't like my brother for about half of our lives, so maybe it's not the best community to build, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Two little angry people.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're fine now. We're just
we're
fine.
Good.
Thank you.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The Weeknd has already sold over 1 million tickets to his world tour. Now, don't freak out. It's supposed to happen next year, kicking off in January in Vancouver. And he'll be in Toronto on February 1st and 2nd, and again April 10th and 11th. But he's going all over the world, and people are really, really excited because this is the first time, like, a concert's really been announced in a really long time.
And it feels real.
It does.
You know what I mean? Like,
sometimes
there's concerts being pushed, and then it's like, but this feels like it's going to happen,
I don't know if you guys have had people in your life get engaged over the last year, and they have been planning their wedding for, like, this summer, and you're like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't have that same feeling with the weekend tour happening next year. I'm a bit more optimistic that it'll happen.
Me too.
It's a nice little change. Hey, do you and your pet have similar personalities? 55% of pet owners say yes. Here are the top 10 common traits people use to describe their pets along with themselves. Starting with number 10, self-centered, weird, annoying, goofy, fussy, easily frightened, anxious at number 4, funny, curious, and the number one trait people use to describe both them and their pet, smart.
How is hungry not on there? That's all my dogs come to me for. Yeah. They're like, hey, I'm hungry now.
It's not really a personality trait, though, is it?
Oh, yes, it is.
Unless you have Garfield.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I think can be. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, we could be getting 25 centimeters of snow by tomorrow morning. It hasn't started yet, but they're saying there's going to be like two parts of the storm. So certain areas of the GTA are seeing snow now, but downtown, it should start this morning, get around 5 centimeters throughout the day, and then this evening is when it's really going to get bad. And they're saying we can get like 20 centimeters overnight. So tomorrow morning's drive, not going to be a whole lot of fun, will it? That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What is lockdown sexy to you?
Lockdown sexy?
Like, when we're talking about, let's say you're on dating apps right now. We get tons of people who are doing Zooms and getting ghosted, as you will hear tomorrow and Thursday and every week until the end of time with that segment. It's unbelievable. But we get constant emails about this. What is lockdown sexy? Now, in the UK, lockdown sexy is I am vaccinated.
Oh, okay. That's pretty hot.
15 million. I think they're like 60, 70 million people. So it's a good chunk of their population's already been vaccinated. Yeah. We're a little behind here. But we're going to start to see their trends transform into our trends.
Yeah.
OkCupid, Tinder, seeing massive spikes in people saying, got the vaccine.
And I was telling you guys earlier, apparently Grindr Toronto.
Yeah.
It's all over there now. Yeah.
Really?
Some of the boys are getting vaccinated and sharing a few of my friends were telling me about it. It's like a badge of honor right now, right? Like it's incredible.
Oh my
incredible.
God. No, not only is it a badge, it's a luxury item.
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
it is.
I don't care about your $100,000 Mercedes. Hook me up with two of those doses.
Yes,
give me some Pfizer. Give me some Moderna. Let's go.
People do look for advantages on dating apps wherever they can. Yeah. If anyone's over 6 feet, that's obviously making the profile.
Yeah. Huge.
If you're not a Gemini, you're putting that on your profile too.
Don't you bring astrology into this.
So we got the vaccine as super sexy. Lockdown sexy. Lockdown pandemic sexy. Mm-hmm. What other things are sexy now because of the pandemic that were not sexy before the pandemic?
I was told that the fact that I garden is hot.
Really?
And that was like before the pandemic. It's like, girl, you got a garden? Yeah.
Really?
Gardening's in. Like, if somebody can make, like, good sourdough bread now, it's like, all right.
Focaccia's a big one, too.
Oh, yeah. Tap me with a good time.
Oh, yeah.
How about this? Somebody with a good haircut through the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Damn!
Because it's either you're growing it out and it's working for you, or you have the ability to give yourself a haircut, and you've made that work, too.
So my hair is growing out a lot.
I'm a huge fan. I'm here for the curls.
Oh, I love it.
The curls are staying.
You had bangs for a couple days and they're gone now, which is good. I know.
Listen, I was
bringing them back.
I wanted to diffuse. I wanted the curls, man.
I know.
People liked it.
I did. I was a huge
fan. I'm just razzing.
Kiss him. So we're talking long hair. Ew.
Okay.
All right.
No.
Well, listen, he's got coffee breath and he's eating oatmeal right now.
You would be so lucky. Rude.
So let's talk about this for a second. So we're making the list here. And hit us up with yours at 999-999. Things that are sexy now after or during the pandemic that were definitely not that sexy before. So gardening.
Yeah.
And TJ, what was yours again?
Just your hair.
Just the hair.
Your pants
just
still fit your hair this time doing? Last year? Yeah.
Oh, whoa. It still fit into my
you are
pants.
Somehow fit. Yeah.
Oh,
imagine.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You know what I would like? Somebody who can do a little bit of home reno.
Oh, really? Yeah.
If you said before the pandemic, it's like, no, my way around home reno, I'd have been like, whatever. Now I'm like,
get over here. Come here.
Come here and kiss me. Let's go. TJ, don't tell me that you know now. Don't tell me that you know home reno.
Here's the thing, man. If I did,
you don't.
I would be the best at it.
I like this tension.
Let me turn this door inside out. How about that?
999-999-4169-999. Let's go.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There was pre-pandemic sexy, and now there's, I guess, during pandemic and to post-pandemic sexy.
Yeah.
We're not post yet, but, you know, things that were not considered that important or that interesting are now like, oh, God, you can garden?
Ooh. Lay me down.
Yeah. Well, so what do we got, TJ, on the text at 999-999?
From the 289, pandemic sexy if you have accounts with any or all of the streaming services.
That's so a good true. One. Hey, I got most of them.
Whoa.
Even got a Disney Plus account.
Just hot guy stuff, huh?
Yeah, just, excuse me, I can't pick up the phone right now. I'm doing hot guy streaming.
from the 416, sweatpants do it for me now. Get cozy for me, daddy.
Like,
I didn't like saying that.
But like a cute cozy, you know what I mean? Like a nice matching sweatsuit or like a brand sweatsuit. I'm like, excuse me,
sometimes
in your champion
if you have
a good sweatsuit
now, it's not like it used to be with like, what were those velour sweatsuits?
Oh, yeah. Juicy Couture.
Walking carpets. But these, the ones they have now are like, oh man, you look
so
good
cute
in that.
And a nice sweatsuit with a nice pair of shoes. I'm like, all right.
For Christmas, Val got me a pair of Roots sweatpants. Yeah. I've never had Roots sweatpants before. Changed my life.
Oh, yeah.
You've never had Roots sweatpants?
No.
See, I love them, but I can only wear them for about 20 minutes at a time because I get too hot. It doesn't matter how cold it is outside. I get, you know, I have hot legs.
Like, they can be said about any clothes you ever wear.
I know. It's brutal. I wear t-shirts all winter long.
Triple like nine, double nine, if Adam should shave his legs. To let them breathe.
That won't help.
Just say yes.
That will not help.
From the 647, here's what's not sexy. People who say they're bored. It's been a year. Yeah. If you haven't figured out something to do yet, you're just boring.
Yeah.
Damn.
You got a lot of time. I like that. That's straight
to
the point.
That is a whole lot of truth in one text message right there. Okay.
And last one here from the 416. Walking has become sexy. Oh, yeah. I honestly don't know why, but when my boyfriend says, hey, you want to go for a walk? I get a little bit pumped.
I like that. Now,
walking kisses.
Here's the thing. I love walking,
but
I don't like walking when it's minus 10. This is the only time of year where I'm like, yeah, I could do without a walk.
If you bundle up enough, though, it's actually not so bad.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. I only say that because my girlfriend drags me out for walks every day.
So
I've had to get really cool with it.
When you have nothing else to do.
Right. Yeah. Walking
is good.
You
will be warm, okay?
Okay, so what I used to do last summer, because I live across from Ashbridges, and just like off the park there.
Yeah.
We do like our group phone calls. And I would just take Everly out in her stroller.
Yeah.
And I would just walk the beach and do all of my calls. So I'd be talking to our boss, Karen, and stuff. And like, there'd be people like yelling at each other on the beach. And then she'd be like, oh, what is that? And I'd be like, I'm on the beach right now. That's been a nice thing. I miss that. I miss that a lot. Hey, so let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the chances are that we'll actually be able to go out and meet people, new people, and we'll actually get some ghosteds that involve people meeting in person, like face-to-face.
Maybe some kisses.
Because apparently we're going into gray lockdown zone. That's what Mayor Tory said today. We're talking about, I don't know what that fully means yet, and in terms of, I know what it means in terms of shopping, but I have no idea what
nice
it means in terms
vague.
Of getting together.
Excellent.
Yeah.
He's always
like,
so
most
vague.
Likely on the 22nd, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So what are the chances things start to pick up and we get some face-to-face dates again?
I'm not going to hold my breath, but I will look forward to it. So nothing. It means nothing.
So what does that mean?
I will not commit to an answer.
Yeah.
Thank you, TJ.
You're welcome.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.